Hello, Mrs. Hengame, how are you? Great topic. We can discuss about this a lot since this forum is all about English and we all are here to actually learn English. So we can discuss about this a lot. So we can talk about 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 1 day, 1 week, and so on. So it's a particularly a general topic that we can all talk, and as you mentioned, English is something very important, and we have lots of different reasons. Some people they want to go abroad and live abroad, or they want to go and travel abroad, and they want to actually, some people they want to study. Some people they want to just search, and some people they love English, but still, for me, English is not just like this. Just say, okay, I love English, so I wanna learn it. No, it wasn't like that. Because I remember the one of the things that changed my life was English. It wasn't like, I told myself, okay, Kamis, let's change your life. Let's do it. Let's learn English because it's gonna change your life. No, it wasn't like this. I just had some problems. I couldn't do anything, so I decided to learn English. Without any particular purpose, I just said, okay, let's learn English because I don't have anything to do. I can't go to work because my hand can't work very well. So I decided to learn drawing and, of course, this English. But English changed my life. Not because I can read books right now, not because I can watch videos, I can watch films and different things. No, English changed my life because I found out if you wanna be successful, you have to be different from other people. And when you know English, you're one step further than anyone else. When you can understand videos, from courses, you can understand videos in YouTube and Udemy and Lingda, whatever, you can learn better than anyone else. And since I love to be a lifelong learner, I choose English because with English I can learn anything. I can learn draw, I can learn how to draw, I can learn how to speak well, because let's be honest, last night I was just talking to one of my students, and she said, you have a better vocabulary size in English. You can sometimes talk in Persian. He said, actually, she said that you don't know Persian very well. You can't talk in Persian very well, but you can talk in English very well. And that's the reason. Because English is something that I am so proud of. Not because I know English, no. Because English is something that is connecting me to any particular person or people around the world. English is changing my life and has changed my life. And of course, it will change my life in the future. Because with English, I can do anything. I can learn with authentic materials, so you can say that my purpose, my goal from learning English is just learning in general. Because why we are living? We are living to learn. We are not living to actually be rich. Yes, of course. The thing is that I found out that most successful people around the world, they don't seek for success. Success will come to them if they find their path. So if you don't know your path, if you don't know your dream, if you don't know your what you're interested in, so you can't be successful. Even if you're rich, you will feel actually depressed, devastated, because you don't know your path, you don't know what you want exactly. Imagine that. I study in major accounting, so if I wanted to be an accountant, I'm sure that I would feel depressed because I don't love accounting. Even if you give me lots of money, but still I can't be an accountant. I have to do the things that I don't like. So I'm losing my path. I can't find my path in accounting. So it's all about that. When you follow your path, when you learn enough, when you will be a master in a major that you love and you're interested in, you will become successful. You will grow. And when you grow, what do you want? You don't want anything from this life. Just growing is something that you want. And no one is teaching you. No one in the world is teaching you that. Everyone is telling you you must have a purpose in order to do something. Yes, we all need a purpose. Why you're learning English? Because I want to be rich. I want to be a rich person. This is a bullshit, actually, thing, goal, purpose that everyone has in their minds. If you ask some kid why you want to be a pilot, that kid has something in his or her heart that is telling him or her to go and be a pilot, a doctor, or something. Something that someone is giving you. Because I can see lots of people, they pray to God because someone has told them to pray. If someone hasn't told them, I'm sure they wouldn't actually pray to God. Someone has told them, "Go, if you don't pray, you will go to hell," so they're praying. It's not something that they find their own path. It's not like they go for the philosophy, for the religion. Someone has told them. So as a result of that, they can't find their own path. So exactly with English. If someone is telling you, "Hey, you have to study English because you need it," you won't find your path because it's not like that. You have to try until you find out. That's why each time I tell you, if you have any idea, just show it. Don't think. Because when you think, you're not decisive enough to do it. Take action. Just taking action is something that you need. You take action, you show it to anyone. If someone likes it, good for you. You're successful. Because success will come to you when people love it, when people love the things that you're doing. If they don't like it, okay, change it to something else. Thinking won't give you anything. Don't wait actually to give you the purpose. If someone comes and gives you the purpose, hey, you have to study English, you have to do this because you need it. There's no need for that. It's all about finding the path, finding the way, finding the road. And when you find the road, when you found it, good for you, because you will become a successful woman in your life, and I'll become a successful man in my life because I know my path. I know where I want to go. This is all about that. So, one of the tips, one of the advice I have in my mind when I want to talk about English or anything, someone comes to me and asks me, how to study English, one of the first steps that I will give them is this. If you want to study English, find your path. Not your purpose, not the material, not anything else. Just start and find your own path. And you will find out what is your motivation, what is the material that suits for you, that you can get used to it easily. And you will find the peer group that you like. You will find anything. So, I talk a lot. I think it's enough. As I said, this topic can be talked a lot. I can easily talk about this topic a lot. So it's not just I give you some opinion. Hey, I want to travel, so I want to study English. No, I'm not going to travel. It wasn't because I wanted to go and see the world. Of course, maybe in one day I'll go and see the world. But traveling won't give you the motivation to continue actually and study English. I'm sure no one can tell you, "Hey, I'm learning English because I want to see the world." Of course not. Of course not. Each person who learns English I'm sure that they find defined their path, or they found their path. So that's why they learned English and they're learning English and they will learn English. That's the only reason. So we must be in a road that can lead us to the things that we want, the path that we can grow. And the path we can grow is really, really dangerous. Super, super dangerous, because life is dangerous. When you don't take risk, you won't improve. So if you have any purpose with English, go and be dangerous with it. And you will find it adventurous. You will find English amazing, because that's what you want from it. So I talk a lot, and we can continue if you like. If you have any question, we can discuss about this. Great. You know why? Because sometimes we can just come and record something and ask, "Hey guys, what is your opinion about this?" And ask, and people come and talk to you. And when you want to give them answers, please record, because just asking and hearing is not enough. I like you to communicate and record and talk. That's what I like from you. So I look forward to hear your ideas. I look forward to hear your list talks in the future, because I know that you can improve better than this. And you're amazing right now. As you always say, I'm a great English speaker. Yes, you are. So keep going, keep doing this. I highly appreciate, and I'll highly support you on this. Go forward and good luck.